spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:15 now, waiting for the rain this evening. Starts around 7 or 8 and could be maybe street flooding situations. It all depends on where the showers park. They can't tell you where, but just give you a time frame on it. So before you leave the house tomorrow, you might want to check to see what's going on so you don't drive into a flooded street and flood your car. You don't want that to happen. State Representative Troy Hebert joins us now to talk about what's going on in the session. How you doing, Representative?
Good morning.
Thanks for taking.
How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me what's got your attention, some of the bills that you've filed, and is it all about insurance?
I would say, majority of my bills filed in this session were in insurance. As we've discussed before, I did get off the House floor. It moved the fortified roof program for the Department of Insurance to the Senate. I have a bill coming up this week in the Senate it's a lapse in coverage bill. Mm-hmm. Basically, that bill on the insurance side doesn't allow insurance companies to do rate hikes on your first lapse in coverage of your insurance, meaning, I don't know, you might have forgot to pay. Maybe you went to boot camp, didn't realize you were supposed to turn in your plate, report your plate that your car was parked all that time. And then when you came back and tried to get insurance on your vehicle, you could have had anywhere from a 16 to 20% or maybe even higher rate hike. So we put a bill in place that works with insurance, and basically it doesn't allow them to do any rate hikes on your first lapse in coverage, which a lot of people have been sending in emails thanking us for running this bill because there are a lot of life events that happen. Mm-hmm. However, this bill also doesn't promote not driving with insurance. So if the individual 5 or more years doesn't lapse in coverage and they have another life event that may cause them to lapse in coverage, well, then the insurance companies will get like a repeat, we'll call it, and you'll avoid a rate hike again in that next lapse in coverage. So I think it's a good consumer protection bill. I do have a bill on the insurance reform package, capping contingency fees on attorneys at 10% on the first $15,000. However,
Wait, say that part again.
You have your minimum coverage of $15,000. Mm-hmm. In all your auto insurance, we are putting a fee to cap the first $15,000 instead of getting, I don't know, 30, 40% on the first $15,000. They would get 10%. But currently right now I'm working with individuals to see if we can put that bill in a better place. So I'm kind of keeping that bill parked for a minute while we're having more conversations on it. And then we passed one off the floor last night. Workforce Commission has a unemployment portal where businesses can report to the portal if they believe someone is on unemployment benefits and they maybe didn't show up for interviews or not meeting all work search criteria that they're supposed to gain their benefits. There's a portal that's been out there on the Workforce Commission for a year now that people can report, and it allows a business can report if someone didn't show up for an interview. And because they may believe that individual just scheduled the interview and didn't show up because to meet a unemployment benefits requirement. What we did yesterday on the floor was we codified and we kept that portal in place permanently, and we increased work search criteria from 3 events a week to 5. Did that on behalf of the Louisiana Workforce Commission. And then I have another bill which gained a lot of attention in the New Orleans market. It's called the Restaurant Reservation Bill, where AI bots on various on reservation sites were actually going on restaurant websites and taking up all the restaurant reservations unknown to the actual restaurant owner.
Mm-hmm.
And then turning around and reselling those reservations for profit, without the restaurant owner knowing. And so basically we didn't block that business model. All we did in the bill that's also left the House is we're just requiring anyone who is going to take these type of reservations on behalf of the business owner, the restaurant, that they have to have a written agreement like just about any of the reservation site out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's turned into a pretty interesting bill. Other states have kind of moved on this legislation as well. I think the biggest part of the story on this bill was during the Super Bowl, someone paid, I think it was $2,100 or $2,200 to get a 4-top reservation at Antoine's.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just all we're trying to do in this bill is make sure that the restaurants know what's going on. They understand that these people are profiting off of their restaurant, their hard work, and if they're going to do those type of reservation sites, they just have a written agreement with the restaurant owner. So insurance, unemployment, working with business community, I'm kind of all over the board in this session.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I know I'm glad what you're doing about the reservations. I got screwed over on Paul Simon ticket.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's where I bought them from a secondary buyer. I didn't realize that and paid double the price of the tickets and didn't realize it until I claimed them. So I don't know if there's anything we can do about that or not. 822 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Representative Troy Hebert talking about the session and about insurance. When it comes to the automobile insurance, exorbitant rates and the dust up with the trial attorneys and it's them, no, it's them, no, it's them, no, it's them. What hope can you give anybody, Representative, that anything's going to be done either with tort reform or some meaningful change that's going to put us more on a par with Mississippi or Texas when it comes to car insurance?
Yeah, listen, when I got elected, one of the things that I ran on was coming as a real estate professional and broker and in real estate investor. We started watching the rising cost of home insurance, how it started to affect even deals being put together. You know, the rising interest rates on top of rising costs of insurance were starting to become obstacles for people to purchase homes. We start to see that again into the investor market as well. And then it just troubled in from that point of view, that point. And so I actually asked the speaker if I could be put on the insurance committee, which, you know, I'm sure many people were trying to avoid that committee. Mm-hmm. But it's I believe it's the number one problem in the state of Louisiana by far. It's the problem that you hear the most from constituents. You knock on doors, you go say hello, you go introduce yourself. People are suffering. People are hurting. After the last regular session, we had 5 months of insurance hearings where you had business owners, people, just general constituents. You had doctors, lawyers, everyone coming talk about all the different facets of how rising costs of insurance is affecting them. So we put together a package of bills, and we passed 16 insurance bills out of the House of Representatives in this fiscal session. All 16 bills are now on the Senate side. They range from property and casualty, like the Fortified Roof Program, to the help lower insurance rates. There's tort reform bills in there. There are consumer-friendly bills on the insurance side in there as well. I think we just decided that we had to do something. Constituents are calling. They're telling us that they want tort reform. They are asking for something to be done in that nature. There are many bills in that 16 that I guess we can call that address the tort-related scenario. Not that I would say that insurance companies are angels at the same time, but I do believe that if a good bit of these bills come across the Senate and make it to the governor's desk and are signed, I do believe that there are some proven litigation out there in other states that that do help and assist in lowering rates.
Right.
So we're going to give it a shot.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your time. Representative Troy Hebert will come back, talk to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewage and Water Board, talk about the rain that's coming. And I'm going to tell you something about what happened at the Colosseum in Rome, an American tourist. I don't think you're going to want to do this. We'll tell you when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.